In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write, the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. This is the word of the Lord. Who was Alexamenos? You do not know him, of that I am sure. He is a stranger to history as well. He is nothing more to the 21st century than a name from the second, carved into the stone of a bathroom stall. He is nobody now. And more than likely, he was a nobody then, too. But somebody knew him. Somebody knew him well enough to graffiti his name. Somebody knew him well enough to mock him with the words, Alexamenos worships his God. And somebody knew him well enough to carve a picture of the God whom Alexamenos worshipped. The God Alexamenos worshipped is naked. He hangs upon a cross. He dies. He does not ride in a chariot from the heavens led by mighty war horses, at least not on Calvary. Though the prophet Elijah might object to the generality. He does not bear authority, though those whose sins he had forgiven might speak to the contrary. He does not do battle or claim any glory, though the psalmists, the Old Testament saints, and the demons of hell might sing a different epic. The beauty of the unknown Alexamenos is that he is unknown. That is to say, not known for anything in himself, but instead known only for the God whom he worshipped, the naked, weak, miserable, crucified Jesus, whom the world mocked then and whose mockery still echoes through the halls of time today. The graffiti and the mockery are, to the Christian, the highest praise. You and Alexamenos worship your God, Jesus Christ, who is crucified. You do so because in his weakness is strength, in his sorrow is joy, and in his death is life. What other God can make those claims? It is in death that Jesus is victorious. It is on the cross that Jesus draws the whole world into himself. It is on the cross that Jesus loves his own to the end, to the finality of finished work, and even beyond, to the glory of the next great task. The God who dies is, in fact, the only God worth worshiping. For he is the God who gives the fullness of himself to his people in love, and to perform that task is no weakness or shame, but great glory to the one true God. There hangs love, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. The King and the God of Alexamenos, the King and the God of you. Words meant for mockery, like those of the graffiti, are redeemed by the person whom they touch. They, like all that touches him, become holy things, confessing truth. Thus Pilate says, "What I have written, I have written. As it is, so shall it be written. As I am lives, and as I am dies, so shall he ever be King and Lord and Savior and God. And as long as he is, there is no need for anyone or anything else to try and be. The God on the cross is sufficient, for he is grace. The God who dies is complete, for in him all is finished. Who then is Alexamenos? He is no remnant of the past. He is nobody, and he is everybody. He is you. He is a saint. He is the church. And thus you do know him, even if you have never met him, because he is with you and with all the rest of the communion of saints that lives from the blood of Jesus at the foot of the cross." In the graffiti, Alexamenos lives at the foot of the cross for eternity in time, even as he now does so in the spirit of Christian slumber, drawn close to that breast pierced through with spear, the cleft in the rock in which each little dove of God seeks to find refuge, safety, comfort, delight. Even more importantly, who is Alexamenos' God? He is the God who dies, that man may not. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, King of the world, King of heaven, King of life immortal. And today, he takes his throne. Amen.